Penguin Random House Audio presents The Cheerleader Murder Plot by Mimi Swartz. From Texas Monthly, May 1991. Read for you by Pam Doherty. When Houston winters are grim, they are that much grimmer in Channelview. Heading east out Interstate 10, the big city's stately pines, designer skyscrapers, and tasteful suburbs give way to pockmarked asphalt, ramshackle churches, and rusting ship channel businesses. When the cold, steady winter rain starts to fall, as it did unrelentingly last January, Channelview seems drenched in a dingy futility. The only color seems to be the perilous orange of the refinery gas flares. At the Del Dale Highway exit, the white elephant rearing about the flea market looks hopelessly grimy. And off the road, the rain soaks the yards of the tract and trailer homes to a dirty brown. In such weather, people lose their resolve. In the Baptist temples, they turn to hymns of salvation, but do not keep time with the melody. In the pawn shops, they hawk their baby furniture, stub out their cigarettes, and think about looking for work out of town. Winter in Channelview can bring menace and breed hopelessness, two qualities with which Wanda Holloway, who had spent most of her life here, was more than well acquainted. This January, however, was going to be different. Slight and pretty, with dark, shoulder-length hair brushed off her face, Holloway, 37, had the tighter jawline of so many women who start with little but the determination to better themselves. She had certainly done that. Holloway had worked as a secretary, she was a gifted pianist at her church, and she had married well. Holloway, in fact, had made herself into a well-regarded member of the Channelview community. She was, in local parlance, a lovely person. In a place where that was not so common, she was, in the words of her daughter's junior high school principal, very refined, spoke good English, and was beautifully attired. But unbeknownst to almost everyone, Wanda Holloway was also a brooder. And law enforcement sources speculate she had spent years brooding on a problem for which she finally found a dark solution. The story has since made headlines in everything from the Channelview Sentinel to the British tabloids. Holloway believed that by hiring someone to kill 38-year-old Verna Heath and her 13-year-old daughter Amber, she would assure her own daughter, Shanna, of a place on the cheerleading squad at Channelview High School. For help, she turned to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?